BBC Radio Australia.
The Solomon Islands decision to impose a temporary Facebook ban has been slammed as pathetic and unreasonable. The ban, which is yet to come into effect, isn't the first time that the governments in the region have looked to block the social media site, with leaders in Papua New Guinea, Fiji and Samoa all considering the same approach. But yesterday, Solomon Island Communications Minister ended weeks of speculation by revealing that his officials were in the process of banning the world's largest social media network. And the reaction has been swift and critical, not only from government opponents, but also plenty of ordinary Solomon Islanders, including those who call Australia home. Pacific Beat reporter Evan Wasuka is in Honiara and has the story.
Solomon Islands nurse Margaret Tandokata has lived in the Australian state of Victoria for decades. Facebook has kept her close to her family back home, especially at crucial times, like during the closure of international travel and borders during the COVID-19 pandemic.
My mom was very sick and she went downhill very quickly, within like 10 days, and then we lost her. My last goodbyes with my mom on a video call on Facebook, on Messenger. That's how I communicated with my mom the last time I spoke to her. Without it, I wouldn't have seen her or hear her for the last time. That's the last memory I have with my mom, because I couldn't be physically there.
Like many Solomon Islanders living overseas, the government's decision has her perplexed and worried. At $2 a minute for a phone call, she says phoning home from Australia is out of the question.
Even though I've been in Australia for more than 20 years, my connection and my culture and all that, the family is very, very important to me. And Facebook has made that easy for me to communicate with my family.
Suzanne Molly Orudiana is an IT consultant in Honiara. She says Facebook has become such an important part of life for people living in the capital that when or if the ban comes into effect, it will be deeply felt.
Facebook is really helpful in advertising. Like, it helps with a lot of businesses, like doing their advertising their products. Information travels faster through via Facebook because most people are using Facebook.
But for Solomon Islands leaders, Facebook is a social evil. Peter Chanel Angovaka is the Minister of Communication and one of those spearheading the charge against Facebook.
In our case here in the Solomon Islands, we found that people use it to abuse others, threats, and it's just a medium that it's not society friendly. And then people have been using this to threaten people and all sorts of abuses. So it was something that we thought that it was harmful for our citizens.
And last week, Mr. Angovaka and his cabinet colleagues agreed to temporarily ban the site. Mr. Angovaka's communications ministry is tasked with making it happen.
Cabinet paper has been concluded with the decision, and it's up now to the official, our government officials, particularly my ministry, the Ministry of Prime Minister, so the official can work on it, and also the Office of the Attorney General to come up with a piece of legislation.
The exact technical details of how the ban would work, whether it's through a firewall or not, are still being ironed out. But the controversial move has certainly drawn a heated response from political opponents. The leader of opposition, Matthew Wale, says it's a pathetic attempt to exert control, and he warns that young people are going to suffer.
You know, we have 70% of our population is under the, or maybe a little bit over 70%, is under the age of 30. And that is the group that is highly visible on social media, especially on Facebook. So to ban Facebook is really targeting that demographic. This is really pathetic. The reasons given for the ban are not weighty enough.
Many Solomon Islanders have also taken to Facebook to vent their emotions, from disbelief to dismay, over the decision. It's only been a few weeks since the government faced heated criticism over a leaked document that showed how COVID-19 funds for economic recovery were spent. It and plenty of other, often sensitive government information tends to find its way into public hands via Facebook. Ruth Lilongula, the head of anti-corruption group Transparency Solomon Islands, believes that's the real reason why the government wants to ban Facebook.
This is the only way that a lot of people are getting information about what is going on. Of the time, this information are not correct, but they are those correct information that are provided or have been pasted onto the Facebook page. So it is really a very sad day for Solomon Islands, and is an indication that our government is becoming a very authoritarian government.
It's a claim that's been soundly rejected by the communications minister, who also insists freedom of expression will not be undermined with newspapers and other media still available. And it's not only Solomon Islanders who are concerned, with a social media giant Facebook telling the ABC,
"We're reaching out to the Solomon Islands government to discuss this decision. This move will impact thousands of people in the Solomon Islands who use our services to connect and engage in important discussions across the Pacific."